Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 22, the verses 31 to 34. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 22, the verses 31 to 34. Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fall. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me. My theme for reflection is the dangers of overconfidence and the power of humility. The dangers of overconfidence and the power of humility. Have you ever had someone approach you with genuine concern, warning you about a potential danger or advising you against a risky decision? How did you respond? Did you brush them off, laugh it off, or underestimate their advice? Reflect on a time when ignoring such warnings led to personal setbacks, be it emotional hurt, a loss of integrity, or facing the consequences of a poor choice. This situation mirrors the interaction between Peter and Jesus in Luke 22:31-34, where Peter, full of confidence, fails to heed Jesus' warning about the challenges ahead. The Apostle Peter, often seen as the boldest among Jesus' disciples and their unofficial spokesperson, found his confidence tested. Despite his good intentions and dedication, Jesus foresaw the trials his disciples would face, particularly from Satan's temptations. He warned them, emphasizing his support through prayer. But Peter wouldn't listen. He thought he was all right. This moment highlights the importance of humility and the need to accept help when offered, especially from those who wish us well, akin to a friend or family member stepping in to say, I have got this covered for you. However, Peter's response, brimming with pride, essentially says, thanks, but I can handle Satan myself. I will stick by you, even if it costs me my life. My dear friends, this assertion, why bold, showcases a common pitfall: overestimating our ability to face challenges alone. Jesus' reply was a prophecy of Peter's denial, and it serves as a gentle reminder of our vulnerability and the consequences of pride. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, can you recall a moment when pride prevented you from accepting help or advice, leading to unnecessary hardship? What did that experience teach you about the value of humility and community support? Number two, how can you better recognize and accept genuine offers of help in the future, acknowledging that seeking assistance is not a sign of weakness, but of wisdom? Dear Lord, grant me the humility to recognize when I need help and the wisdom to accept it graciously. Help me to listen to those you've placed in my path as guides and protectors. Teach me to lean on your strength and not solely on my own understanding. May I remember Peter's story, acknowledging my vulnerabilities and trusting in your guidance and care. Strengthen me to face challenges with humility and faith, knowing you are always with me, offering guidance and support. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.